Oh, there is another one. How bittersweet it is to have visitors every now and then. I always know the outcome. To you, this must just be a dream, right? And so it seems to everyone. But I wonder how much people really enjoy this dream when they realize what's going on. It's so unfortunate that this is the job that I have been bestowed upon. People curse me, say that I'm bad, but I'm just doing my job. What more can I do? I'm trapped here, between a gateway, allowing people safe passage when the time is right. And yet, I am the bad person in this. Remind me of your name, please. A familiar face. I've seen you. I've seen you struggle. That's rather upsetting. How did you end up here? My. Honestly, it doesn't seem like your time is up yet. Yes, your time. But you're not exactly ready to wake up yet. So for the time being, I suppose you could keep me company. It gets lonely here. I'm usually sending off people behind me, away from the place that they belonged. Some go kicking and screaming because they want to see their family, because they want to see their friends. Some go willingly because they've given up. And some just accept it. It pains me to see all. It's quite the job to have, being here. But then the wrong people get sent. The people who are still fighting. The people who have so much fight in them. That's why it isn't your time yet. Not at all. It should be clear to you by now what I am. I am not some guardian angel. I'm not anything good. At least not to the people. Not to anyone that knows me. I am evil. I am everything wrong with this place, this world. If I didn't exist, then people wouldn't be upset. Some people can be rational about it. Understand that death is needed in this world. But when it happens to the wrong person, that's when I am blamed. That's when I'm evil. They don't seem to understand. I don't want to come for all, but I have to. It's my job. We all have an end. I must always get to the person whose clock strikes zero. That is my purpose in this world. If not that, what else? You understand? Me? You understand why? I see. A lot of people can be rather narrow-minded, especially when it comes to grieving, which I cannot blame them. But it just upsets me. Meeting people like this gets more and more painful. I try to close my heart to it, but it's rather difficult. But like I've said, with people near death, I have to watch over them to see how things end. But with you, your time is still not up yet. You have so much to do. Maybe you're close to giving up, but you'll regret that. It affects a lot of people, you know. And you won't be able to do so much more in life. If you're afraid of not overcoming something, that is natural. But that doesn't mean that you won't be able to overcome it. Nothing, within reason, is impossible. Remember that. Hell, you just met death today. How many people thought that was possible in this world? Nothing is impossible. Within reason. Which I suppose meeting death isn't really within reason, but whatever. As I was saying, you still have time. You still have people who care about you. And you still have people who you care about. And you still have so much to see in life. And you certainly have the strength to move forward and do so. I don't exactly know why you're here. It isn't your time. Or maybe, maybe you haven't heard these words enough. Maybe you need me, of all things, to say it. You are listening to me after all, which a lot of people don't do. A lot of people fear me. A lot of people just want me to come and take them away when the times get rough. But you are different. I wish things could be different. I wish I could have talks like this more. You seem nearing to wake up. That's good. I hope you remember this moment, for I won't forget you. Which is interesting. I see so many people every day, but I'll certainly remember this. Do know I'll be watching, even if your time isn't near. Let's hope by some random circumstance, you come here again, when your time isn't up, so we could have another one of these talks. But if you could, please keep going. Don't cut it short. You deserve a lot. You deserve to live. You deserve to experience love. You deserve to be loved. You deserve all these things, so don't cut it short. Even if you don't have love now, there's no saying that the future won't hold so much more love, potential, and success for you. You just need to fight to continue pushing forward. There have been a lot of people who decided not to, who unfortunately missed out on a lot, and their families still grieve for them, or their friends. So, do your new friend a favor. Keep going. You deserve what life has to throw at you. The positive things, at least. The negatives is just life being a bitch. Life is also a person, you know. I am the embodiment of death, and she is the embodiment of life. We're two different things. She's a lot more upbeat. But she's rubbed off on me. I'm usually down and gloomy, but she cheered me up. She made me see the value of life. I was always upset by how much they appreciated her and hated me. Now, we make a little game out of it. I love losing to her, though. It's nice to lose to life. You'll probably see her one day. She saves a lot of people. It's so nice to see her work. That's about all the time we have here. You need to wake up and remember all that I've said. It's rather bizarre being visited by death and surviving. Wake up.
Hello, my darlings. This is Pandara, according to the FBI's blacklist. I hope you've all enjoyed this wonderful meeting with Death. I wanted it to be wholesome, yet kind of sad in a way. I mean, you're meeting Death after all, right? And it was just interesting to do, really. To put it into words, I suppose. So I hope you guys enjoyed this video as much as I've enjoyed making it. I've kind of taken a break on the wholesome series at the moment, as it takes a lot of attention and a lot of willpower and a lot of editing. So I'm just kind of doing these fill-in wholesomes of different ideas that I've had that hopefully you guys enjoy. That's all from me today, though. Oh, look at me stumble over my words. Yeah, you see that? I do stumble over my words, but they always get edited out, mostly. but yeah, I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your days. Until next time, my darlings, I love you all so much. Make sure you stay hydrated, because if you don't, I'll be in your maws. That's right. I'll be in your walls. That's it. You can't do anything to me while I'm in your walls unless you, like, bust down your walls. But, like, I'll only leave if you eat. And then, like, to get me out, you have to either take care of yourself or bust down one of your walls. And then you don't want that. Right?